The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, a Super Bowl week has officially begun. There's a little Astros news. There's a lot of football news. Let's get to it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, this is The Blitz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the master, back in studio. Trying to keep us on air as we broadcast live from Radio Row, first of 5 days out here, which is new for us because usually we get out here on a Wednesday. And going to have some fun today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Everybody had a great weekend, I hope. It's going to be a fun week. What's happening?
Up in sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Not much.
I got to say, Joel Blank and Travis Johnson are pigs.
Yeah, they are disgusting.
I mean, they just left like all kinds of chip crumbs and everything else all over the.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be rats coming in here and eating. Like they left their water. No, that's not even my water.
This isn't mine either.
Yeah.
Like they left empty coffee cups. I mean, they're subhuman. I don't know what's going on here.
Well,
little respect. We're going to have guests here, and they're like leaving cookie crumbs. I mean, come on.
Cookie crumbs, rat droppings, you name it. It's all here. Is there any way you could turn me up in my headphones a little bit? Because there's loud people next to us, as always.
What? Barry Warner?
It's our buddy Barry.
I shared a get me ride over here with Barry and the mighty Gwen.
I bet that was fun.
Oh, boy. It was interesting. You're turning me up, not him. it was interesting, to say the least, but we got through it.
Well, I had a brutal 12-minute walk to get here today. So.
Oh, tough times.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry to hear that.
Spent some time over at TSU today for that Gridiron Glory. And, we're dealing with the technical stuff
we're
here.
We're tweaking out here.
Yeah. It's either really, really loud or it just disappears. But went over there. That was a pretty cool exhibit. If you get a chance to go, it's there through April 20th. And had a good time over there. So some cool stuff, including some Buffalo Bills stuff you would like.
Nice.
But it is the biggest exhibit of its kind outside of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it's got a bunch of stuff from the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So for those of you who can't actually go to Canton or don't want to, I mean, it is a hall.
Okay.
You can go do this. What have you been up to, man, other than fighting off rat droppings here and riding with the mighty Gwen?
So last night I did something that I probably haven't done in 15, maybe 20 years. I watched a pro wrestling pay-per-view.
Really?
Yep. My 9-year-old for a while has been saying, "Dad, can we watch a WWE show? Can we watch a WWE show?" And I kept telling him, no. I said, "All right, when the Royal Rumble happens, we'll watch it." So Saturday night, he goes and spends the night with a buddy of his. And when I go pick him up Sunday morning, he says, "Dad, guess what's tonight?" The Royal Rumble. So,
he's nine now?
He's nine.
Oh, my.
And so I got on my TV and tried to find the Royal Rumble, thinking this was going to be a venture that cost me $40-$50. And it turns out you can't even order WWE on pay-per-view anymore. You have to use the WWE Network. Now, the upside to this is you get a one-month free trial, and you can cancel.
Okay.
So I guess it's only $10 a month if you wanted to watch all of them. But I got to watch the Royal Rumble for free. So now I'm just going to cancel before the end of the month and good to go. But I watch pro wrestling. The Royal Rumble was my favorite event when I was a little kid, so I thought that was the one that would be worth watching. And it was pretty good, pretty fun. He liked it. Yeah, I don't think he liked it as much as he thought he would. So, which I'm glad of.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get addicted and say, start paying $10 a month for this thing.
I honestly don't have time to watch pro wrestling, but he had fun with it, so that's all that matters.
All right, well.
And I picked the guy who would win. Based solely on how good the guys are on the video game.
Yeah.
I said, I'll take Randy Orton or Brock Lesnar to win the Royal Rumble. And my son picked Chris Jericho and Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose is a horrible wrestler, by the way. One thing I learned last night. He wrestles in jeans and a tank top.
Oh, God.
It's a horrible gimmick, and he's not very good. But Chris Jericho came in second. He was the second guy in out of 30. And my son was like, damn. So he thought he was going to lose. But he ended up last until the final four. But then my guy won. Randy Orton won the whole thing. Brock Lesnar got thrown out by Goldberg, who was wrestling when I was a kid. It was such a rigged elimination, but it happens sometimes.
So, buddy Craig Gass over there.
Yeah, I've been texting him. I knew he was heading over this way.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see if we can work him into one of the next couple segments, if that's possible. I don't know what our schedule looks like, but
Our schedule's pretty wide open because it's a Monday and it's nice and slow. So we'll do whatever the hell we want.
What we do,
because that is what we do. I finally got 90% moved in this weekend. This is the funny part. Like last week, I ordered my couch and a dining room table, right?
Okay.
And it's supposed to be delivered yesterday.
A real dining room table?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, we're
you're
adulting.
Moving on up.
We're adulting, man.
You've been eating on a poker table, I feel, for the last.
Yeah, I have. But we bought a real one, and it was supposed to be here yesterday. So then Saturday we go and buy some other furniture. We get a console for the TV and an actual bedroom setup.
Okay.
So we got those yesterday, but now I'm not going to have a couch until after Super Bowl week's over.
Why?
Because apparently they messed up on what was in stock, so now it's not going to be until the 6th.
Where'd you get this from?
I don't know whether I want to rat them out or not, because I got some good stuff there and it was pretty inexpensive. But and then I'm not getting the dining room set for another week after that. But I don't really need the dining room seat.
You didn't get it from a place with no back order.
No,
slips.
I did not get it there. I did not get it there. But
you should have. You
delivery it tonight, right? Yeah. So that's the only negative is I don't have a couch, so I'm just kind of set up with my deck chairs in the living room right now, which looks pretty.
Do you not have a recliner?
I have one coming with the couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically I'm sitting there in my little chairs from Academy watching TV. But other than that, I'm
what
good.
Did you use for your seating at your old place?
I had a couch, but I'm giving it away.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanted something. We basically just, I think we wound up spending more money on furniture than we did on the down payment for the place.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's going to be really, really nice here when it's all in there. It already is. I freaking love that place, and nice little 12-minute walk to get here today, so it's close to everything. And going to be a lot of fun being there. And happy to be moved in. And happy to have most of my stuff out of the other place that I'm giving away.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. I think I'm actually getting internet now, too.
Yeah.
This is a little bit worried. The first thing about the setup here that I noticed is we are farther away from the restroom than I think we have ever been.
And that is saying something.
At any Super Bowl. I think it is a quarter mile away.
When we were in Phoenix,
oh,
the walk to the restroom was you literally had to sort of jog if you were going to make it to the restroom and make it back during a break. So, and I already know, like, Jong has already told me that I have a live read coming back.
Yeah.
Which means even though I currently need to use the restroom, there's zero chance that that's going to happen during the first break.
And today we can probably make it because there's nobody here.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, Friday, I'm not drinking anything all day long. I'm going to stay dehydrated from the alcohol the night before because otherwise there's just no way. New York was bad, not because it was real far away. It's just everything was so packed in tight together that you couldn't get through. But that's the only negative I've noticed so far about the setup. That and the Wi-Fi is really, really slow as always, but that's Super Bowl.
Mine's humming. It's good.
Yeah? Well, at least it's working. That's a plus. So 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. It's a little Astros news today involving the Cardinals.
Yeah. The Astros are getting a couple of draft picks as compensation for the Cardinals being dirty cheaters, apparently.
and some money.
Okay. $2 million.
You could buy a left-handed reliever for that? You know, like a one-inning Tony Sipp type specialist?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. That's kind of unprecedented to give draft picks to another team. I wonder how that affects their pool, because you have a certain amount of pool money for draft picks. But that's very strange.
Now, the downside is the Cardinals are pretty good, so their draft picks aren't great.
Yeah, you're not picking way up there.
Right. But still, guys you'll throw into your farm team.
Yeah, and maybe some more prospects that you can trade down the road. Okay, a lot of people have asked, can you get in to Radio Row? And so I finally have figured out what the deal is.
Okay.
If you have NFL experience tickets, it's certain days. You have to go to Bridgestone Fan. It's called the Bridgestone Fan something or other. Fan Gallery. That's what it is.
Okay.
Just look that up online. It'll tell you all about it. You can't actually get into where we are, but you can see us from there. And you can see all the other setups, and you can kind of wander through here. You can't get autographs. They're very specific about that.
There's signs all over the place.
Yeah.
No autographs.
And you will get kicked out if you try to do it. But as part of your NFL experience ticket, and I believe it's just Thursday and Friday that they're doing it. So okay. That's...
So the 2 days when there's going to be the most amount of people in here, they're going to add more.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
Yeah. That day, restroom out of the question.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell.
Yep.
Because not only will you be going through all the media people, you'll be going
through
all the fans.
We can probably get a jug to keep underneath the table here.
I want my own jug, though. I don't want to share a jug.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll make Quiet Guy take it and dump it out for us every...
Quiet Guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what we call it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gerald says the Cardinals' pool money comes with the 2 picks. So.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, one cool thing that about moving in is I have my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, and I got that new Athens gel, and that thing is fantastic. And if you want to sleep better, this is the place to go. And new year, time for you to get a new mattress. And the great thing is they're going to make them right there. They're going to sell them directly to you. And you're going to get a great mattress at a great price. They know what they're doing. They're constantly trying new things. And this Athens gel, which has graphite in it, I mean, it's just amazing. And I just love sleeping on this thing. And they've got all kinds of options for you. Pocketed coil, king-size bed starting at just $499. And that's amazing. And I've had a chance to walk through there and see just what some of the prices are. And I got to tell you, they're all extremely affordable. And these are great beds that are custom-made for you. And if you got a bad back or a bad shoulder like I do, man, they're going to put you on a bed that's going to help, and you're going to sleep better because of it. Save on the incredibly low prices. They're going to beat any retailer. You could go to a retail store. You're going to pay way too much money, and you're not going to get the quality you're getting from Texas Mattress Makers. So why do that? Go by, see Yuval, Lax, and the gang. Tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5. This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, this is The Blitz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you want on, Craig Gass?
Yes.
Of course you do.
What's happening?
Good buddy Craig Gass joins us, one of the funniest men on the planet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like that hat. Did you just
Thank
pick that
you.
Up?
Yeah, I just put some stuff together, got some glue. And
it's shiny. Yeah.
It's shiny.
It's bedazzled.
That's usually a black guy hat.
It is. I have black friends, so I got it to work, man.
So you could make that happen.
I did. I just called some buddies and said, hey, man, what can we bedazzle here? What can we get going on?
There's some things that only black guys can get away with anymore when it comes to fashion. Shiny hats, high on that list. Jean shorts is now only urban. Any white guy wearing jean shorts is ridiculed immediately. And
jean shorts hanging down.
Yeah, that's bad. and any orange, yellow, or purple, or green shoes can only be worn by black people. Well, not by white people. I guess other races maybe, but white people, that's a big no-no. It's a big mistake. Unless there's some sort of gym attire.
Another thing I notice with my buddies, black buddies, are that they're scared of squirrels.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
That's interesting.
Freaked out about squirrels. Every time we're hanging out in front of a comedy club in New York, squirrel goes by. There's something weird about squirrels. I don't know what that is. It could be my friends.
They're a little bit gross, but I wouldn't say scary. I mean, they're
not for me. I don't find them scary.
They're cuter versions of rats, essentially.
Yeah.
I used to kill squirrels in my backyard.
With your bare hands?
No, I could never catch them.
Is that the original?
I bought a. I had two gigantic pecan trees in my backyard, and what the squirrels would do is they would go up in these trees and they would eat about half of a pecan, and then they would throw it down on my patio.
Really?
And I got frustrated by it, and I realized I was overrun by them, so I bought a high-powered pellet gun with hollow tip pellets, and it would basically gut them.
Wow.
So I became a squirrel murderer.
Dude, I got to thank you. This sets me up perfectly. I'm going to be selling squirrel meat and pecans at my comedy show at the Joke Joint Comedy Show. I can't believe that. This is so perfect.
That is unbelievable.
My Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. I'm doing 7 shows this weekend.
Are you really?
And we're selling squirrel meat.
Okay.
We're selling...
freshly killed, I hope. Or is this like jerky, dehydrated squirrel meat?
Both.
Oh, nice.
Squirrel soup.
Wow.
And it's going to be an amazing. It's a football weekend. I'm talking about football. We're going to have a lot of my buddies who are out here for the big game this weekend, coming out to the shows this weekend. I hope to God Tom Brady has a good sense of humor when I see him, because like that can go either way. Like last year, I got a home run with Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
Peyton was like in such a good mood. And then I was so excited that I thought, oh, man, wait till Cam Newton meets me. He's going to love me. And Cam Newton was such a dick.
Oh.
He was such a dick to me. But I asked him a question that was like, the question is, it was about his the name he came up with for his son, which is a hilarious name. He named his son Chosen, as in the Chosen One.
Right.
And I asked him about it. I just said, hey, that's a really cool name, but do you ever worry about the other kids he's going to school with and maybe how insecure they might feel not being chosen? And he gave me a really serious answer, and I said, okay, all right, but were you trying to one-up anybody who names their kid Jesus? And then he just went, all right, what's your question? And he went to the next guy, and he just moved on.
Yeah, he wasn't having that nonsense.
He wasn't having it, and I just thought it was a really funny thing. But I have some funny stuff lined up for Tom Brady.
Tom seems like a guy who will go along with it. He's done this enough. He knows there's going to be some wacky stuff.
I hope so, because all I want to ask him is about how handsome he is. That's it. I couldn't make it any easier for him. And I have a couple theories.
You know what would be great is asking Matt Ryan how it feels to be the second most handsome quarterback in the Super Bowl, and if it makes him feel like less of a man because he's not as handsome as Tom.
I also have conspiracy theories. Maybe, and just hear me out on this, maybe Bill Belichick is a decent-looking guy, but anyone who stands next to Tom Brady just looks creepy. You know what I mean?
I've seen Bill Belichick at the podium by himself.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
All right, so he's looks that like theory, a sewer
that,
rat.
That theory's out the window.
Yeah. Okay,
he looks like pizza rat.
Remember
the really fat rat that was like carrying around a giant slice of pizza? He looks like him. Like
I'm hoping he has a good sense of humor.
Well, that'd be good.
I haven't seen you guys in a while. I'm trying to think of all the sports stuff that I've been going through.
Do you find a way to do shows at every Super Bowl? Is that like is that your thing?
Oh, yeah. I perform in the Super Bowl city every year, and then I book all my shows around the country around baseball and football games so I can get to as many stadiums as possible.
No joke.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years. That's why I'm not famous.
I guess so.
I do voice stuff with a Family Guy. I filmed that new show with Dana Carvey and Steve Carell, But I'm not really on anybody's radar.
I've got a big opportunity here, but I really love to see the Tampa Bay Bucs Stadium.
I did that this year. I went to the Bucs Stadium, watched them shoot off
the pirate ship. You're like, yeah, this could make me potentially millions of dollars, but I already bought tickets to the Bucs game.
Yes! Yes! Did you see my video from Game 7 of the World Series?
No.
I booked a show, and I was there for Game 6 and 7.
Okay.
If you want to see the craziest video of your life, and I am not understating this at all, go to facebook.com/ILoveGas with two S's and go, what is that date? November 2nd. Scroll down just a little bit to the video on November 2nd, and you'll see the video. I ended up in the third row behind home plate.
For game seven?
Those weren't my seats.
Oh, okay.
I had my seats were in left field.
Okay.
But what happened is I was texting friends of mine in Cleveland saying, hey, are you here? Are you here? And a buddy of mine who owns a popular chain of local restaurants called The Melt. It's a grilled cheese right. sandwich restaurant. He texts me back and said, dude, I'm in the third row. I'm behind home plate. And I'm sitting next to Eddie Vedder and John Cusack. Someone left the game in the eighth inning, and he let me sneak down to his seats. And I'm getting ready to broadcast what I think is going to be the coolest Facebook Live ever, because I'm going to get the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series right. for the first time in 108 years, and I'm going to have Eddie Vedder. I'm going to have John Cusack. This is going to be awesome.
Right.
And my video starts counting down. 3, 2, and I feel somebody leaning on me, and I turn around. It's Bill Murray. He's drunk and crying on me. And there were so many.
Now, did you know him?
I never met him before.
Okay.
And he snuck down right at the end of the game to watch the last out.
He snuck down?
Well, I don't know where his seats were, but he showed up right, like, I know who the guy is.
He seems like the kind of guy that would have those seats.
Yeah.
Like, you were talking about your way out in left field, like, Bill Murray and, you know, that type of comedian.
Okay.
That guy, he probably had that seat.
Well, you'll see at the beginning of my Facebook Live, you'll see security. It starts with security coming towards me, and security's yelling, Bill, Bill, you want to come down? Because they're yelling because Bill just showed up. And they're yelling at Bill, like, you want to come down the front? And Bill kept going, I'm good. I'm good right here. And he's, you know, really emotional. And I get the last out of the game. And then I just turned around right in front of Bill. And I just went, Bill, they did it. And we're high-fiving each other. And I have 5 minutes of Bill crying and screaming and high-fiving. And then he climbs over my seats. We keep high-fiving each other. Then Eddie Vedder comes over with Cusack and Chelios, the hockey player and the owner of the Cubs, and they're all hugging each other. And I'm in the middle of it's a crazy, crazy video. And I didn't realize until my phone starts blowing up that that's the shot you see when Bill Murray is everyone keeps showing the shot of him being the biggest Cubs fan on the planet, celebrating the win. And it's him and I high-fiving each other with my camera phone on and I'm wearing a Mariners hat.
Of course.
Everyone keeps wondering, like, why is that guy wearing a...
You're the new Marlins guy.
Yeah, I'm that jerk, you know. But yeah, it was insane. It was insane. And I don't think I'll ever see anything as cool as that. But, yeah, I book all my shows around the country to be around cool stuff. And Super Bowl...
What are you going to do 1 year when you, like, call the local comedy place and they're like, oh, no, we booked Kevin Hart this weekend or whatever?
I'll go to a bar and make it work.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, but I'm at the Joke Joint this weekend. The Joke Joint Comedy Showcase is the place that, God, did we do something? I don't know if we did something the first time I was here.
Yeah, you did. That's where you were at. That's why I went and saw you there.
All right. So, dude, when you came down, that was awesome.
Yeah. I didn't realize that Craig was sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's only because I love cocaine.
Right. Me and my buddy are hammered. And after the show, I'm texting this dude, like, well, come to the bar next door.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's the night when, that's the night, I think I've told you this story. When my buddy drove us home, he definitely shouldn't have been driving. His wife doesn't like me, but he was hanging out with me that night anyway. So he drops me off, and between my house and his, he pukes. All over the outside of the car.
Wow.
And
didn't his wife get pissed?
Yeah, and I took one for the team. I just said, it was me. I drove your car. I puked on the car because I knew she already hated me. So I just said, well, I'll just let her hate me a little bit more.
Hey, wow.
And my buddy got away with it.
Can you hang around for another segment with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Right now we got to go to John Granato, who is sprinting it. Hopefully John's calling with us will go better than mine did with him today when I went into a weird coughing fit at the end of it.
Thanks. Yeah, so,
I had some kind of allergy thing or something. I survived, man.
I thought you were dying.
But AJ, I thought I was too.
I got a question for you, AJ. Does anyone's wife like you?
No, pretty much no one's.
That's what I thought.
No.
Yeah, I got that same problem.
It's hard
I don't
times.
Mind you going out. Just don't go out with him.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which sprint store are you at, Johnny?
I'm at 5656 West Timer, basically right on the corner of Chimney Rock. It's a brand new Sprint right here. Ray Childress is out here. He's going to be here for over another half hour, so you still got time. We got backed up to Chimney Rock. I'm telling you, Chimney Rock on West Timer, that's all you're doing is sitting in traffic. By the way, the Patriots are right down the street here at JW Marriott. They got the street closed and crap, so I would stay away from the JW Marriott if I were used to. Anytime,
you just announced the JW Marriott, and but to stay away from the Marriott.
But we got all kinds of traffic
aware.
Here. All you have to do is stop by the Sprint store, especially if you're an Aggie or you're an old Oiler fan, and meet Ray Childress. He's signing for at least another half hour out here, meeting all the people. Everybody couldn't be nicer. Want you to come on out to the Sprint, find out about the unlimited plan that they got going on, talk, text, and data. And then they got the Samsung G7 Edge, S7 Edge. And it's a great phone, too. They're pushing that. So anything that you want to know and you want to get this unlimited plan, come on by. And Ray Childress is here. So come on by, you Aggie fans. Come on by, you Oiler fans, and meet the great Ray Childress.
Did you have you signed any autographs or taken any pictures with people?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, I'm not signing any autographs.
You're refusing to, or no one's asked?
I'm against anyone who wants my autograph. They're too stupid to have an autograph.
That kind of makes sense. That kind of makes sense. All right. Well, there you go. One more time. What's that address?
5656 West Timer, just east of Chimney Rock right here. There's a Chevron right next door. You're a couple feet from Chimney Rock and West Timer. So come on by. Hang out with us and meet Ray Childress. The great Ray Childress here.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing my Sprint ESPN shirt. What are you wearing?
That's what I'm wearing. The same thing as you. What a weird coincidence.
How about that? We're like a team.
Are you wearing pants or no pants?
We're like a team. And one of our team members, Fred, almost died today. So
that happens.
No pants here, and I'm Jewish. Take a look.
All right, Johnny.
Take a look.
We'll talk to you later, bud.
All right. We take a quick break. We'll be right back. Craig's going to hang around for us.
Tracy Morgan coming over.
What?
Yeah.
Already on a Monday.
Tracy Morgan.
It's back in the game.
All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN.
It's going to get sexy here.
Is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, this is The Blitz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our good friend Craig Gass, who will be performing, what, 7 shows, you said, this weekend? So
7 big ones at the Joke Joint. I just was looking at a tweet that was sent to you. I wonder if Craig Gass is going to be coming in. I've been listening to him a lot on Opie. Been sitting in on Opie radio a lot lately.
How's that going?
It's going good. He's putting together a new team, and it's been fun.
What happened with the breakup with those guys?
Anthony got fired, and then Opie and Jimmy went to separate day parts. Jimmy took over mornings, and Opie's doing afternoons.
Okay.
So I've been sitting in with Opie and having fun. And it's been really crazy. I've just been coming in and just telling horrible, horrible stories.
Where's the show based at?
New York, Sirius XM, upstairs in the Sirius building. It's the complete opposite end of where Howard Stern is. Howard wants to be as far away from Opie as possible because they used to have a war.
Right.
And now, you know, things are definitely much more cooled down, But yeah, that's a weird thing, man, when you come in. There's a couple weird things. One, doing radio with guys who are like, oh, we hate that other guy, but they're your friends too. And then another one is I've been offered radio gigs over the years where friends will say, hey, man, just hang out all week. Just come in and sit in and just stay with us all week. And then at some point in that first or second day, they go, by the way, would you ever want to do radio? Because the guy on your right, you know, we're going to get rid of him. And, you know, if you ever want to do radio. And I'm laughing with a guy.
Right.
Who's high-fiving me, like, this is awesome. I go, oh, man.
Can't wait to take your job.
It's an awkward. Radio is brutal.
Has he ever said that to you?
The bald dude on your right.
Yeah.
He's on his way out,
he's
dude.
He's not going to make it.
How rough is radio and the way they like, what's the worst firing job you've ever been a part of yourself?
I've only been fired one time.
Was it brutal?
It was surprising because we had the best ratings in the history of the station. So it was very surprising. But we got bought by our station had just got bought by a Mormon banker.
Oh!
And
you would not go over well with Mormons.
Yeah, it was an ugly scene. We had a sex shop sponsor, and they would bring us swag. And
you'd sit on it?
No, we had an intern to do that. And we basically had a remote control vibrator. And
wow.
She was doing Man on the Street while we controlled her.
That's the coolest idea ever.
Yeah, but it's only cool till it gets you fired.
How hot was she? Scale of 1 to 10.
7.
Wow.
Not bad.
All right.
Not bad.
I've done a lot worse.
Yeah, things were good.
Lots
then,
worse.
Then they weren't good.
I've done way worse. Really, really bad. But I know a radio station up in Buffalo who they were putting out signs all over the station. I don't know if I ever told you this. They put signs all over the station saying, mandatory meeting this Friday. Everyone, on air, sales, everybody. We're having a meeting at the Mexican restaurant down the street. Everybody go to the Mexican restaurant at 6 p.m. on Friday. So 5 p.m., everybody clocks out. That's working in the office. 6 p.m., everybody goes to the Mexican restaurant. And the owners stand in front of everybody, and they go, I know you guys have heard a lot of rumors, and it's true. Starting on Monday, we're going Spanish. And everyone's like, what? You took us to a Mexican restaurant to tell us we're going. Nobody believes it. And everyone's laughing. They're like, whatever. They go, no, we're going Spanish on Monday. And after a few minutes, someone finally goes, okay, I have a question. And this is while everybody's making jokes. Like, people are pointing at the waiter saying, is this our new morning show? And somebody goes, so wait a minute, are we really fired? Are we all? And the manager said, yeah, this is not a joke. And he goes, okay, because I actually need to go back to my desk, because I have stuff from my house at my desk, so I have to go back in the building to get my things. And they said, oh, actually, we took care of that. And people started walking in with boxes. At 5 p.m., when everybody clocked out, they went to everybody's desk, and they're like, here's all your stuff in a box, here's your stuff in a box, and they put your name on the box, and they cleaned everybody out from 5 to 6 and brought all the boxes.
I hope
over.
That doesn't happen to us here, because my desk is filled with pornography. I mean, completely overloaded.
They're going to give you a box with only two magazines left.
Like,
I remember once.
What? You took my best magazine.
I remember at a radio station in Hartford, I prank call a porn place as Adam Sandler, and I said, I love porn. I just want to get whatever you got. Shibby-doo-hee-hoo. And the guy, a week later, I said, hey, did you ever get that box? And I'm like, dude, it's in the hallway where all the jocks hang out. And by the time I got to the box,
there was none.
All that was left was interracial. That was it was like everything was gone. It was just like interracial porn. That was it. And that was it. I mean, more stories about this at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Joke Joint Comedy Showcase this weekend.
What up?
7 shows.
What days are you doing the shows on?
For what? For the
Joke Joint. What days?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the following Monday.
Okay.
So the Monday after the Super Bowl.
You go to the game?
I don't go to the game unless the Seahawks are in it. I'm a big Seahawks fan. But I just will just tweet away and enjoy the game, enjoy the commercials.
Did you have a feeling this year that this wasn't the year for the Seahawks?
They had a lot of weird things going on, so there's moments. But here's the thing. As a football fan, when my team can start out 0-8, and I'm the guy that's like, hold on, we still got this, okay? We just...
R-E-L-A-X.
First of all, we got to win every game now.
Yeah.
From now on, that's it. No more losing, okay? We got to win every game from here on out. And we just need the Cardinals and the 49ers getting a bus crash, and we got this. Like, I figured it out. I got a chart, and I know the mathematics on this, and I'm that guy. So I always have hope in my team, and there were moments where it's like, oof, I don't know what's going to happen here. But
I'll tell you when it happened was the day I realized, well, Earl Thomas isn't coming back.
Yeah.
And they're going to see Matt Ryan in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I also, when my friend and I actually talked about this, when the Falcons in the late in the season, when the Falcons and Seahawks were jockeying for position, I said,
yeah,
whichever one of those ends up with home field advantage is going to have a pretty big edge.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks just didn't have the bodies to keep up.
And the Seahawks lost a couple easy games at the end of the season. They lost at home to the Cardinals. But I'm a football fan. I love
– The Cardinals kind of suck in division.
Yeah.
They lose to the Rams randomly. Yeah. I don't get that.
But yeah. It's a weird division. It's the Rams for some reason.
It's a horrific division, yet somehow those teams still come up and bite the Seahawks.
Yeah. The Rams have always had the Seahawks number for some reason. They've always had these weird trick plays, and it's a strange, strange division. But whoever's in the Super Bowl, I love the playoffs. Big, dumb guys making career mistakes in the playoffs make the playoffs so fascinating, the NFL playoffs. You watch guys who have just forget how to manage the clock. They forget how to hold the ball correctly. Fundamental football that is so fascinating to watch guys just choke on.
And they'll always be remembered for it.
Yeah, of course, of course. But I'm just hoping for a good game. You think the Falcons can do it?
I like the Falcons, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think that offense is just something else, and I think they've got enough on defense. I think the Patriots will dink and dunk them like they did to the Steelers, but I don't think it'll be enough to keep up because when you play those Falcons, you can't afford to punt because they're probably going to go score, and they don't settle for field goals; they score touchdowns. I think it's going to be hard for them to keep.
There's
up.
There's like six or seven receivers that all get like 50, they all get 60 touches. Yards.
That was the problem with the Steelers. They said, okay, the Patriots said, we're going to take away Antonio Brown and make one of these scrubs beat us. And those guys were dropping balls. They couldn't do anything right. The Falcons, you can't do that because those other three, four guys, they're all pretty good too.
The Patriots win the Super Bowl. Do they get the cheating label taken away from them?
I think so.
You think so?
I think they already have, kind
of. But when one of their fans goes to the Steelers hotel and pulls the fire alarm to wake them up out of bed.
That's not on the Patriots, bro.
But it adds to the whole aura of the Patriots organization doing.
You realize now the Seahawks might lose a draft pick for cheating.
Yes, for Richard Sherman not revealing to the NFL.
Is that unbelievable to you?
It is. It's crazy.
I feel like every
Sherman
team does that.
Also violated the drug policy by taking Adderall.
Adderall, yeah.
Adderall. Which, you know,
Was prescribed to him, in fact.
It was prescribed to him, and somebody said to me, it's like, well, you know, you can't get an edge. And I'm like, well, I've taken Adderall. Can I play the NFL?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Yep. It's very strange, but I'm just hoping for a good game. And I'm hoping the next time I come on the show I'm funnier, too.
No, it's
I wasn't
okay. This
funny
was good.
At all.
You were pretty funny.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, yeah.
We had the conversation about porn and
yeah, that's
and
good.
Sex toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
All right, how about
this?
It doesn't
have to be jokes all the time either. Sometimes you can just come hang out. It's all good.
I know. I feel really – I jump in.
There's no pressure here to be funny.
And I enjoy hanging out and just having conversations with you guys.
Yeah. If people want to hear you tell jokes, they can pay for it.
How about this?
What are you, a charity case? Like, no, those people will pay for your jokes.
I'll say this. You come out to the Joke Joint this weekend, and if you don't think it's one of the funniest comedy shows you've ever seen, I will let you – punch the opening act in the face.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
It's a great deal.
Right,
you bring
face.
Your own opening act with you?
Yes. Well, this one, for the Super Bowl weekend, yeah, a buddy of mine that I travel with. He doesn't know that I'm saying this about him, but his name is Jason Stewart. I'll let you kick him right in the nuts if you want.
That's a good deal.
That's a guarantee if you don't think it's one of the funniest comedy shows you've ever seen.
Is there a website for the Joke Joint?
I believe it's jokejointcomedyshowcase.com. You can also go to my page, getgaswith2s.com, and you'll see the links on my page to all the social media stuff where I just have weird pictures. Anytime I'm in a weird situation, I always try to document it. Like, you'll see the video with Bill Murray at the World Series Game 7. There's a moment that I had with Joe Namath at the Super Bowl where I tried to kiss him on camera because I just love that he drunkenly tried to hit on some girl. And then there's a picture of me at the roast of Gene Simmons where Steve-O got thrown out of the roast. They never explained why. And it's because what he did happened during a break in filming. But if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ILoveGas, go to my profile pictures, you'll see a perfect picture of Steve-O from Jackass relieving himself on Danny Bonaducci. It's the coolest picture
that's
seen.
That is awesome.
It is a really amazing picture.
That is pretty good. Now, when you're doing all these sporting events, I guess, you've got a show Saturday night. I was going to ask if you were catching the UFC fights while they were here.
That's here in Houston?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Where?
Toyota Center. Right across the street from here.
Wow. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I usually just do.
You really blew it.
Yeah, but you know what?
I mean, I guess you got to make money too.
Yeah, Saturday night's the night I really, that's where I sell the most tickets, and that's where everyone that's here with the NFL and all the players that are not playing in the game, they all want to come out on Saturday night. So I got to
really?
Give out
comps. Oh, all the players that aren't playing in the game.
That aren't playing in the game, yeah.
So, geez, if you showed up and, like, you know, Julio Jones is sitting there, I'd be very concerned. That wouldn't be good.
I've had some guys come out to my shows, not on the Super Bowl weekend, but I've had some guys come out on the week of a game, and they try to be really low-key only because they say, if we lose this weekend, and
they'll
there's pictures
blamed.
Like, well, if you weren't hanging out with the comedian,
right.
Maybe you focus on your, you know. And that only happens if you lose. You
right.
know, it's like if the Giants had won that first playoff game,
everybody be
there
on
would
the boat.
Be no discussion no. about the boat.
Right.
But, yeah, it's everybody, and I can't say no to guys who give me tickets to games all the time.
That's true.
So man. That's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, hey.
You ever have somebody text you and hit you up and go, hey, man, hook me up, and they shouldn't be that guy that should be texting you? Like, do you have friends that come out of the woodwork for special events?
No, really.
I have a couple, yeah. Yeah.
Do you sniff it out? Like, sometimes you'll, like this weekend, Super Bowl, I got friends from Houston who I haven't talked to in years who are texting me like, dude, what's up? Just what's up?
They want Super Bowl tickets?
That's, don't you see that coming from a mile away from like.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell people, oh, I could probably get you Super Bowl tickets at $8,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they're like, oh, you can't hook me up. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me just pull this extra 20 G's I've got for my boy Ted that I went to college with 12 years ago. I'll probably make that work. No,
you ever gone to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, a couple of them. I'm going to this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the biggest, like, is there one Super Bowl you say, like, I was at that one that was the greatest event I ever saw? I snuck into an NBA Finals once.
I used to cover, when I lived in Austin, I covered the NBA Finals, so I covered the Spurs in the Finals several times, including LeBron's first Finals, where it was LeBron against the Spurs.
Oh, wow.
So I covered that.
Can I share a good scam with your audience?
Sure.
First, you have to have somebody sneak you in the building.
Okay.
All right? I had a friend of mine snuck me into the Key Arena to watch the Sonics play the Utah Jazz Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. And it quickly dawns on me as I'm walking around the arena, I kept trying to stand in the aisle to watch a game, and ushers would keep coming up like, sir, you got to find your seat. And I'm like, all right. And I go to the next aisle. I couldn't stand in one spot. And I had an idea. This is a Hail Mary. I walked out to the exit where the ushers were taking tickets, and I walked up to an usher, and I go, hey, I got a question. Is there any way that I can leave and come back in? He said, yeah, you can leave as long as you have your ticket on you. Do you have your ticket? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, as long as you have your ticket on you, you're good to go. And I go, all right. And I kept talking to the guy, making jokes, whatever, whatever. Hey, what's your name anyway? Oh, my name's Craig, blah, blah. Make sure he remembers my face. And I walk out of the building without a ticket, and I go find scalpers up front. Who's got one good seat? And all the scalpers flock around me. Here, I got this seat, I got this seat. And one guy had a seat in the sixth row. Center court. And he's like, I got row 6, section 122, row 6, seat 5. And I said, all right, how much you want for it? And he goes, give me $800. And I was like, oof, nah, I can't. He goes, what do you want to pay? Tell me what you want to pay. And I go, I don't want to pay $800, man. And I turn around and start walking back to the arena. He goes, give me 6, man. Give me 6. Here, give me 4. Just put this in your hand. Go ahead. It's yours. Go ahead. Give me 400 right now. Just put it in your hand. Go ahead. Give me 4. And I go, nah, I don't want it, man. I don't want it. And he goes, come on. How much you want to pay? And I go, I don't want to pay that much. Walk back to the arena. Guy's taking tickets. And he goes, you have your ticket? Oh, yeah, you. And I go, hey, sorry, I'm back. And he goes, yeah, come on in. I walk back in, and I go, beautiful. Hey, where's section 122 at? And he goes, 122, go to your right over here. And I go, all right, thank you. I go, 122, go down to row 6, seat 5. No one's in the seat.
Of course not.
First three quarters of the game, getting hammered, watching the NBA Western Conference Finals. And it was about the fourth quarter when somebody showed up with that seat.
With that ticket?
With that ticket.
We go to boxing in Vegas all the time, and I, of course, got drunk and lost my credential one time. So I went over to the arena to try to get it replaced, and, of course, they couldn't replace it. But luckily, the cleaning crew was going in and out of the MGM Grand, and the door was open, and I just kind of slid in. And I literally went into the restroom and sat on a toilet playing video games on my phone for 2 hours until people started coming into the arena, and then I went down to my seat.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. Wow. You know what? At the World Series game, I've met Eddie Vedder was sitting in front of me. I met him a few times through Mike McCready, who I know, who's on my comedy special. And security, every time Eddie would get up and go anywhere, security would flock him and just push people out of the way.
Because people want to touch him. And
of course. Yeah. Eddie Vedder is walking back to his seat, and then he walks past me, and I go, Eddie, Craig Gass. And he goes, and security is trying to push me away, and he goes, oh, hey, man, no, he's cool, he's cool. And I yelled out, yeah, I'm cool. Like, it made no sense at all. I just yelled out, yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool. Like, it was a little unnecessary.
Well, brother,
kind of like yelling right now in the middle of Radio Row.
It's okay. No big deal. Yeah. No big deal.
Hey, listen, this is crazy. Not only is Tracy Morgan here this week, Morgan Freeman is here. Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Adam Sandler. All these guys. I'll help you get these guys on your show this
week.
Okay.
We could. So, sometime throughout the week, we'd be glad to talk to those guys.
Yeah, they wanted to stop in. Tracy wants you to get him weed. I don't know. That's like a glaucoma thing, I guess.
I can help with that.
Tracy Morgan's a black dude. He needs me to get him weed.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He needs you to get him weed. They're all going to be at the Joke Joint this weekend.
We'll
Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the following Monday. It's going to be fun.
Appreciate having you on as always, man.
I love you.
I love you too.
Is that weird?
No, it's good. It's good.
All right.
You never text me.
I eyeball you when I say it, too. I love you.
You never.
Is that all right, friend?
That's perfect.
All right, cool.
It's only weird when you text me nudes.
All right.
That's the only time it gets weird.
He doesn't text me nudes. It kind of makes me jealous.
Well, you're disgusting looking.
I know, but doesn't mean I wouldn't enjoy them.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Raising Cane's. They serve only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins. They've been marinated for 24 hours. They're hand-battered. They're cooked to order. And I'm not going to lie. They're delicious. They taste really, really good. And if you're having a party this weekend, you're like, man, I don't want to cook for 25 to 100 people, good news. You can just go to Raising Cane's and say, hey, I need chicken fingers for 25 to 100 people, and they'll hit you up on the spot. You don't have to call ahead a week in advance. They've got you taken care of. Quantities of 100 or more, they're committed to bringing good chicken fingers to the people. They have got one love, and that's what it is. They've now got 24 Cane's in the Houston metro. Visit RaisingCane's.com. to find the nearest location, and I think you can buy massive amounts of the sauce as well, which Raising Cane's sauce, if you haven't had it, is the most delicious sauce in the world. Of all the condiments, I would say it is the number one condiment. So, again, Raising Cane's, these guys – oh, and I forgot to tell you, while we're at it, $100,000 you can win if you go to Raising Cane's right now with this Peel the Love game. You can win. 1 in 3 is going to win free food instantly during the game. The odds are too good not to play. So Raising Cane's, go check them out, RaisingCane's.com. Raising Cane's, one love.
This is Sprint Week.